the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
I just told you a little bit before the break about the shocking circumstances of the death of Joe Drennan. 21 years of age, a fourth-year journalism student at the University of Limerick when he was hit by that thug, Kieran Fogarty, who lost control of the car that he was speeding in, again, a man who was out on bail at the time. Let's just remind you, we had Marguerite Drennan here on The Last Word, mother of Joe Drennan. And this was from last Friday, the day after the sentencing hearing in Limerick.
We feel very hard done by. We just feel like that it's an injustice to Joe, an injustice to our son. We hope the DPP is going to take on the case and we get an appeal.
Marguerite Drennan, last Friday on this programme. But I wonder what is going to happen. 6.5 year sentence, that's all that Judge Colin Daly imposed for taking Joe Drennan's life. Another 8 year sentence for a number of firearm offences, including a drive-by shooting in June 2023. They're to run concurrently. So he will be out of jail, presumably 5 or 6 years. He's already been in for a while. Conor Sheehan, TD for the Labour Party in Limerick City. There was a big protest in Limerick today about this, but what, if anything, is likely to be done?
Well, good afternoon, Matt, and thanks for having me on in relation to this. I suppose I raised this yesterday in the Dáil with the Taoiseach because this isn't the first time we've been here in relation to, say, the DPP and unduly lenient sentences. The fact of the matter is that we need serious reform in terms of sentencing, in terms of concurrent sentences and in terms of suspended sentences for serious violent crimes. I mean, we saw during the summer, again, related to Limerick, unfortunately, when Natasha O'Brien, who's a very, very brave and a wonderful woman, was attacked by a soldier who was then sentenced to a suspended sentence, which the DPP then appealed, as is their right. But in 2022, there was 37 appeals by the DPP for sentences that were unduly lenient. And of the 37, 30 of them were upheld. And this is something the Labour Party last June or July had a motion in relation to this before the Dáil, which the government didn't oppose. So this is something that the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, the new minister, really needs to take action in relation to, because the Judicial Council Act 2019 established a sentencing guidelines committee, but we need more work to be done to actually ensure the publication of updated sentencing guidelines. That's what we need. That's what will actually solve this problem, because the fact of the matter is victims, their families, they're all being re-traumatised by this, because they go in and the perpetrator of the crime in a lot of cases gets a suspended or concurrent sentence, and then if the DPP appeals, they have to go through the whole process of being traumatised again.
I'll come back to you in a second, Conor, but I have another Conor I want to go to. Conor Hanley, a law lecturer in the University of Galway. Conor, just explain the thinking, please, between concurrent sentences, because a lot of people say, well, if he's getting one sentence, say in this case for Fogarty, 8 years for shooting at somebody out of a car, and some people might say 8 years seems a bit lenient for that, but then to get a 6.5 year sentence, which again may people might think is lenient for taking a life, but to actually serve that concurrently means that really, in the case of killing Joe Drennan, he's not serving any prison sentence at all, or is he?
The theory, Matt, is that the individual sentence, the concurrent sentence, is serving each sentence, but at the same time. But as you pointed out, in practical terms, in real terms, he's not serving any additional punishment for the second or subsequent offences. Traditionally, the Irish courts have been reluctant to impose consecutive sentences. There has been a marked preference for concurrent sentencing. The rationale seems to be preserving the light at the end of the tunnel as an incentive towards rehabilitation and improving oneself. And the courts have said on a number of occasions that Irish law does not go for what they term American-style sentencing of hundreds of years. Now, I think it's fair to say that the courts have become more receptive to consecutive sentencing in recent years, but probably still a preference for concurrency. But that does seem to be changing.
Because guy, Fogarty, was on bail when he killed Joe Brennan, and also he was banned from driving. He actually should never have been driving, and you could say he should never have been in a position to actually be driving the car to take Joe Drennan's life. And what he gets is a concurrent sentence with a sentence for shooting at somebody.
Yes, and I find that difficult to understand, because there is legislation that indicates that sentences for offences committed while on bail should run consecutively. No doubt that will be an issue that the DPP is going to consider in making her decision on whether or not to seek a review of undue leniency here.
How likely do you reckon is it that the DPP will do that? Because we just heard from Conor Sheehan, an awful lot of the appeals previously have been upheld, but 38 appeals may not seem like a particularly high number of appeals to be taken in the first place.
There's a... Statistically, there's been a very good record of reviews for undue leniency being successful, but that, of course, doesn't necessarily apply to any particular case. It's impossible, really, for us to tell whether or not the DPP will seek a review, and if so, whether it will be successful. All we can say is statistically, the odds would be reasonable.
Are the judges soft in their sentencing? Because a lot of people are looking at another case from Limerick for last week in particular. This is the case of the two Limerick brothers, Cian and Dara Hayes. And they beat a friend. They pleaded guilty to assault causing harm. They used a hurley and a wrench during a prolonged assault against this innocent man, completely unprovoked. And what they got is... Cian Hayes got 2.5 years in jail with the final 6 months suspended. Dara Hayes, 3 years with the final 6 months suspended. Is that typical, that you only spend a couple of years in prison for such a vicious assault?
Yeah, it's difficult for me to make any comment on that case. I'm not familiar with the particulars of it. I don't think it's fair to say the judges are especially lenient. They are required constitutionally to construct a sentence that is proportionate both to the gravity of the offence and to the particular circumstances of the offender. So they have to measure their sentence in respect of both of those issues. The process that is followed is a two-step one. The first step is to identify the gravity of the offence and to create what's called a headline offence. That's or headline sentence, excuse me. That's the sentence that will be imposed in the absence of any mitigation. The second step is then to look at the offender, look at the personal circumstances, and apply any mitigating factors, which would usually have the effect of reducing the headline sentence, and that will be the sentence that's actually imposed.
Yeah. A lot of listeners are asking me when I bring up Cian and Dara Hayes also to mention their brother Kyle, the Limerick hurler, who received a fully suspended sentence when he was convicted. But just to finish with you, Conor Sheehan, Labour Party TD for Limerick City, what is your party's position on imprisonment? Because don't a lot of the parties, particularly of the left in Ireland, believe in trying to avoid in custodial sentences, looking for rehabilitation outside of prison? And what is the position on maybe building new prison spaces, given the massive increase that we've had in our population over the last decade?
Well, I suppose what I'm talking about here are very specific violent crimes, one involving the loss of life. And, you know, this individual who killed Joe Drennan was a very violent and dangerous individual, and the other sentence was actually for an unrelated crime. It was not related to the death of Joe Drennan. And I think in this case and in other similar cases, you look at the Natasha O'Brien case, that these sentences, in my view and in the Labour Party's view, are not justified or proportionate. We're talking about violence here. I think in other areas of non-violent crime, of course there are better alternatives than prison, but you're talking about very dangerous individuals here who are a threat to the public.
Conor Sheehan of the Labour Party, TD for Limerick City. Conor Hanley, Law Lecturer, University of Galway. Thank you.
The Last Word. With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.